Weekend Breakfast with Refilo and Pakanyane
on 702.
It's 9:26 on Weekend Breakfast, and what do we do at this time before you head on out to the hardware store to pick up your supplies? We check in with our DIY and decor queen, Janice Anderson, and the founder of homedesign.co.za. And today, Janice is giving us a heads up on 5 simple habits for home security, so key during this December period. Good morning, Janice.
Yes, hi, morning, Refilwe.
So I love the fact that you're giving us simple tips and, in fact, habits for home security. We know that December and the festive season tends to be a time of heightened concern and worry. I'm not sure how many people are traveling or are going away and leaving their home, their homes, but a very important conversation to have. So let's get right into it. Give us those 5 tips and suggestions.
Okay, before I jump into it, I would just say, number one on my list is get to know your neighbors.
Very important.
Very important, and I'll tell you why. I live in a development, it's not very large, and over the past 4 or 5 months, we've had an occurrence where people just walk into somebody's house. They get in the gate, and they just walk in, and nobody thinks it's anything unusual, and it's only when the person says, they stole my laptop, they stole my cell phone, the people were home, and the guys just walked in and out. So, yes, know your neighbors. That's priority number one. If they know you're not there, they're going to keep an eye on your house.
Very, very key. And, you know your neighbors, have their numbers as well. And what we tend to do is, hey, heads up, I'm gone for this long. No need to worry. But should you spot anything, drop me a WhatsApp. And I think that communal field does so much for improving security.
Yeah, start a WhatsApp group for the people around you so that everybody's watching everybody.
Yeah, of course, you just need to be in the right neighborhood as well. Let's not get into that.
Otherwise, you don't want everybody to watching everybody.
You got to suss out the landscape and the terrain. The next tip.
Okay, number 2, doors and windows. You know, the thing is, that's part of maintaining your home as well. But it's more important if you're planning on going away or you know windows or doors are broken, don't leave them in that state. Get them fixed. Make it part of your annual home maintenance so that you know everything is working order and will keep the house secure.
Mm-hmm. Next one, maintenance of bushes, keeping those hedges trimmed.
Yeah, your garden. Outside your front of your home or anywhere with anybody who gets onto your property can hide. I always say, if you've got perimeter lights, movement lights, they will come on when somebody's there before they get the chance to hide in the bush. But keep your bushes trimmed so there's not a lot of hiding space.
Now, this one is a little contrary to our first tip, or the first tip that you brought us, which is don't advertise your absence. What do you mean in this regard?
Well, look, you know, when we talk about sharing on WhatsApp, you know, maybe speak to your neighbors face to face.
Sure.
Rather than saying to them on WhatsApp, hey, I'm going away for 2 weeks, just keep an eye on the place. Yes, there's a time you can say it on WhatsApp as far as, guys, just keep lookout. But face-to-face communication is a good idea. Make sure your newspapers aren't going to be dropped outside the door or any post or anything like that. Make it look as though you're at home.
All right. We know all about that as South Africans, leaving the living room light on or whichever.
Yes.
Yeah.
And don't forget power outages. So, yes, if you've got one of those lights that actually switch on when the power goes off, that's fantastic. And there's quite a few different models out there.
All right. And then a final one. What are you reminding us to do?
Well, locking windows and doors. And again, going back to my first point, everybody in my development has a security door and then a door. But what was happening is they were locking the security gate and leaving their door open. So what actually happened was they used a crowbar to open the gate and the door was open so they could just walk in. So make sure if you've got security, don't relax. Don't forget about it. Do it every night when you go away. It's a number one priority.
All right, fantastic. It's all pretty simple, nothing new or revolutionary, but we just need to, you know, this is just safety hygiene that you need to maintain throughout the year. And remember,
yeah,
especially because we haven't been leaving the house as often and as much as we used to. I'm sure a lot of people have slacked on all of this. Fantastic stuff, Janice. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ripua.
All right, Janice Anderson, you can find her blogs on homedesign.co.za. Her decor tips and DIY tips can all be found there.